question of the day is, what is your best self-care tip for midterms? Okay. Senator Ellison.
Sleep.
Senator Kruquist. Senator King.
Take a nap.
Senator Shaw. Senator Sella.
Very cliche, but meditation.
Senator Jorgensen.
Hug your friends.
Senator Swirlo.
Taking time for yourself, too.
Senator Warner.
Don't check your grades.
Yeah.
Senator Zion. Senator Hibbs.
Sleep.
Senator Nelson.
Get all your homework done in the days before so that today can be in the midterm.
Senator Young.
You're not going to get much productive work done past midnight, so just go to bed.
Senator Patterson.
Reward yourself with snacks during the summer.
Participate in Walktober with the PA. We start at Mons every Thursday. You are entered to win prizes. FYI.
I guess remember your schedule doesn't have to be full. You can have empty days.
Chair Carlson 7. Chair Johnson.
Study.
I'll go on Twitter and vent a little bit.
Office Chris Thorne.
Tea and Reaper.
Chair Gruber.
Showers. Showers.
Self-care tips.
Sleep. Get plenty of sleep.
And with that, we have four.
Awesome. So we're going to move on to the approval of the minutes. Any discrepancies with the minutes of last week? Seeing none, we'll move forward. Is there anybody in the community that wishes to comment?
That's us! I'm Brittany Kelly. I'm Provost and Dean of the College. We asked your Student Senate leadership if the Provost Office team could come and visit with you just a little bit so that we could tell you, all of you, who we are and to give you an opportunity to ask questions of us. And I'll say something else at the very end, so remind me of that. So, so, I oversee the Academic Affairs Division at the college. I'm one of the officers of the college. And so, I am looking out for all of you on your behalf in terms of our academic program offerings and our academic program offices. So, things like the Registrar's Office sit within Academic Affairs, the Academic Support Center. All in all, that's about
Dean of Arts and Humanities, which means departments that are in math in college. I work with department chairs and faculty to make sure things are running smoothly, people have what they need, find out what's happening in their departments. My last piece, kind of big piece of work this year especially, is as Director of General Education, I'm helping supervise the transition from the current Gen Ed system to a new one. So there's a lot of the moving parts there, but one very important thing we do is make sure that things are the way they should be so that you guys can learn and succeed. So glad to be here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Valerie Bonschbach. I'm Dean of Sciences and Education and Associate Provost and Elizabeth's counterpart. So the duties that she mentioned are also my responsibilities. My departments are the natural sciences, the social sciences, education, nursing, health and exercise sciences, public health, environmental studies, biology, biochemistry, and molecular biology. So in addition to that, I'm director of J-Term, and hope you all be participating, or you have participated and had a great experience. We're continuing to work to make J-Term a great experience for you all. I am also serving on the President's Council for Environmental Sustainability, and I'm serving on the President's Council for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Those are a couple areas of strong passion of mine. And I recognize a few of you from different activities. Some of you attended some events that I set up last week with a colleague who is a national environmental leader. Any of you who have interest in environmental leadership, other kinds of leadership, I would be happy to meet with you, talk with you, see what I can do to help facilitate your efforts. Thank you all for the work that you're doing.
I am Sarah Bridges, Assistant Dean of Research and Director of Research and Sponsor Programs. In my director role, I help faculty apply for grants for their research, and most of the time we include student research opportunities in those grants. As my role in the provost office, I work broadly to support research and scholarship at the college for faculty and students. So, for example, I oversee the director of undergraduate research, fellowships director, and the fire director. So hopefully many of you have worked with one of them. We work hard to develop kind of a cohort experience in the summer for research and creative activities and scholarships that students are doing. And I also get to do the fun thing of making sure you all are trained for research compliance and ethics and scholarships. So that's important, but a little less exciting. So that's my main role in the provost office.
So one reason that we're here is, so that you all know who we are and to develop a relationship with all of you. One event that we held last year is we had a little social in our office, and we invited all the student senate and then the student members on the faculty governance committee. I think Haley maybe enjoyed the very much. We are going to have that event again. I don't have the date for it, but we're hoping for like Halloween week and maybe have a Halloween theme. It will not be cat food. It will be food that we make. And so, you know, kind of appetizers, treats sort of thing. So be looking for that. And we are happy to answer questions that you have for us. If you have any.
If I have a specific question for you, where can I find you?
Oh, that's a great question. We are in the Carlson Administration Building. So if you've ever gone to the registrar's office, because you can't register for a course online, you kind of go to the top of the stairs and turn to the left to go to the registrar's office. If you turn to the right, we're in that direction. So we're on that second floor of the Carlson Admin Building.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I
have
a quick question. So we have financial economics major on campus, and colleges who have finance and economics major classify it as a STEM major. And international students tend, and international students tend to get a 3-year visa past graduation through that STEM major.
Yeah.
So, like, is there a process that we can work on, like, classifying our finance and economics major as a STEM major?
This issue was raised
at
the
recent
economics and management department meeting that I attended.
So if you're class of 2021, you'll be graduating on May 22nd. It's FYI.
That will be their latest graduation at the college in a really long time. Other questions that you have for us?
Can you repeat the question?
The question was, what steps is the college taking to promote environmental sustainability? And actually, President Bergman has some very good plans for the coming year, including moving toward becoming a zero waste campus, which would be super exciting, and also looking at a 25% energy reduction in terms of the energy that we're using. So she has some very ambitious goals in terms of sustainability. The faculty has also been following up on the student requests of last year that there be a piece incorporated into the gen ed curriculum, and there has been some progress in discussing that. Yeah, so I would say in terms of, so those are the big goals. So how do we get to the big goals? So this year we've been conducting a feasibility study related to solar panels. Electricity
Any other questions? Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right, now we're going to move on to the updates. And on our list first is finance.
So the finance committee wants to get the finance committee members approved today. We have Esan and Josh as the students at large members, and Carl and Eric as senators. Part of the finance committee of the student senate. If you guys have any questions, you can totally ask them. I'll have them introduce themselves and why they wanted to join the finance committee this year.
Yeah, so I'm Eric Johnson. I am the senator for co-ed, and I just have always really liked numbers. I'm a numbers oriented and kind of a money oriented kind of guy, and I just thought that this would be a fun committee.
The reason I joined this committee is because I believe that it will offer me a great opportunity to transform the ideas that I'm learning in the classes more into practice, and it offers me the platform to actually deal with some real-life data, like financial data, like budgeting, data analysis, financial data analysis, and yeah, that's why I joined this committee.
I'm Josh McFerrin. I'm a junior this year studying finance and history, and the reason that I wanted to do it again was I had a great experience just working with all the different student organizations and taking what I've been learning in my classes, like Asan said, and putting that towards helping people and helping these organizations get the funds that they need.
What about finance committee are you most passionate about?
Well, the fact that they are actually dealing with some real data, and kind of like where you're talking about the money, and that's something I'm really passionate about.
I think the thing that I'm most passionate about is being able to help these organizations, just because being able to making sure that they're following all of the college's bylaws and really going through those steps with them and making sure that they understand the process. I've kind of found lately that I really like to teach, and so I've been really enjoying just kind of working with students and helping them out.
Any Senator Self?
What experience do you have managing these types of funds? Or not $30,000 per se, but like managing funds in general?
Well, I transferred last spring to UCS Davis, and in my previous college I was the treasurer of International Student Association, where I was like responsible for budget allocation, writing reports for the finance department of the college. And I think being a treasurer, that really helped me to kind of like experience that. And it, obviously it wasn't as big as this organization. We were dealing with about almost $5,000, but still, I was the main person to kind of allocate for every event that was responsible for, was kind of organized by the student association. And I think that was a great experience.
Any other questions?
say my most relevant experience would be from last year on my time on the committee, just working with all the different groups. And if you remember Rafa, he really helped me out through the entire process. And he's in my fraternity, so I would always be able to go to him with any questions. And I'd say he was the one who helped me the most on it, and I was able to always just learn so much from him. And it's just a great opportunity because with my major, it's just with being finance, it's a great stepping stone into getting hopefully into more roles dealing with finance and budgets.
And then second question, what is like your, I would say, philosophy on funding student orgs? Like how are you going to make those decisions about what to fund and who to fund and how much to fund?
Well, actually, a member of the committee, so like I'm not the only one who is kind of deciding about how much to fund for each organization. And I think that would be one of the other reasons that I want to work as to be part of this committee, because it's a work of a teamwork. And if I have any kind of like, or if I don't understand at some point, there's like my work colleagues or teammate, I would say that they will help me with. Understanding more bylaws, because as I said, this is my second semester at Gustavus, so I'm still like really new to a lot of things going on at Gustavus on campus. But I think the fact that we are working as a team and we have a like organized solid bylaws that we're kind of just like using that and applying those in order to make a decision, that would be, I think, really essential for to have as a philosophy.
I'd say my philosophy would be what I love about being on the finance committee is that there's not a set in stone like which groups are going to get the money and whatnot. We get to work with them and help them through that process. And that's what I love is that it's just a case by case basis, and you can't just create a cookie cutter version of of who we're going to give the money to. So it's just different every week.
Thank you.
Controller Johnson.
Do you consider yourselves organized and responsible people?
Yes, I would say that I've in my classes I've worked very hard, and in my studies and being, and I'm involved in swimming as well, so that forces me to have, when I came to college, that really helped my time management, and I feel I've very improved in that and in my organization. I'm very happy with where I'm at now.
Yes. I am responsible, or at least I try to be responsible for the tasks that I'm being asked to do. Within just two semesters, I've been involved in different organizations. I have been I've been selected as a student representative to the college honor board. I am the vice president of event planning and mentoring and Gustavus mentoring and leadership program. I'm a member of investment club and an applicant for the finance club at Gustavus. So I think just being able to get in those organizations, I have tried to just like develop that skill of being more responsible and accountable for the jobs that I have.
Great.
I know.
Senator
Farrell?
Yeah. Josh, I know you are a student assistant or something for my younger sister's economics class. Can you just briefly tell us a little bit about that experience and how you think it might apply to you?
Yeah, so I'm in the Peer Mall program, which they've recently brought back this year, and it stands for Peer Mentor Academic Leader and Teacher. And so every Thursday, we were at the beginning of the semester or throughout the summer, we were assigned a different professor for FTSs, and I got assigned to Jeff Owens, and I've been working with him one-on-one. And every Thursday, they changed the program for FTSs to where instead of 4 days a week for most of them, a lot of them now have 5 days a week, and on Thursday, I go in and I teach the class, and I try to relieve any any unnecessary work that the professors might have to do. So I'm going over like the 4-year plan. Especially this week, last week we did a lot of study strategies and just learning about registering for next spring. And so how that applies to this is just being able to teach. teach these students new information that they're not actually very comfortable with, and being able to get them to open up and try to just help them in any way I can.
Awesome. Any further questions? Seeing none, we're going to move to discussion. Can I both of you step outside for a minute?
Asan and Josh are very accomplished individuals. They have like demonstrated exceptional skills during the interview process and in their applications. In our opinion, they have the expertise, the professionalism, and the attitude to be members of this committee. So I really encourage everyone to vote in favor of both of them.
I have heard nothing but good things about Josh from my younger sister from her economics class. That's a nice guess. She says he's always really helpful and willing to listen. And then I know Asan personally from Molly UN last year, and he's such a good person to have around because he's very like analytical in the way that he thinks and really willing to keep his mind open to new ideas. So I think both of them would be a really great person. And you?
Senator McDonald?
Knowing Asan from the summer, we landscaped for Gus Davis together, so we're consistently, like, all throughout the day having conversations. Just knowing him, I feel like he is a very good candidate for the position, as well as just meeting Josh. Obviously, when we were late, he said, oh, hey, what's up? Like, basically, he introduced himself. I don't know, I just felt like how he introduced himself was just very proper, and it was just very, I don't know, it was just a good experience. So, I yield.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to vote. All those in favor of approving the two student at large positions, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? The motion passes. Can someone bring them in, please? Let's give them a round of applause again. All right, so now we will move on to Senator. Oh, yes, sorry, Asan and Josh. You are welcome to stay, or you can head out with you. It's okay.
I think they guessed.
I think it's what's unique and cool about the committee is that you really are given a big responsibility with how much money that you're having, and it just relative to other organizations I've been in high school and in the past, this just seems like an organization that can actually get some stuff done and make some change, and I mean maybe not change, that sounds really like some big things, but you can make such a difference on campus, and I think that that's cool, just the amount of power that they have in a sense.
I'd say it's one of those unique opportunities in college where everything feels very real. Sometimes classes don't feel that different from like high school or elementary school. Like it's more challenging, but you're still sitting in a classroom and somebody's talking to you from like a position of power and understanding. Whereas with the budgeting process and stuff, you're actually deciding like how much money people are going to get, what they can spend it on.
Senator
Well, I was going to ask Gabby's question for her before
Are you willing to wear business formal clothing to students in it at least once a month?
Yeah.
Because that's just kind of how I see the finance So as long as they do that, you've got it. My vote.
Any further questions?
I just have a few things to say about Eric McCall. I think Eric has really, really demonstrated himself as a person who's really willing to learn. Being a first year, like, he's shown immense interest in the finance committee and the student senate. I really feel he's a person of great, how do you say it, like, passion or like, I don't know the right word, but you get it. But like, I think he's a really good fit for the finance committee. Same goes with Carl. He has some good experience working with the finance committee in the past. He's a person with good professionalism and knows how to put his thoughts into words. So I think the finance committee.
Okay. I'm a person, Jordan.
They seem passionate. Okay, I'm sorry. But no, they do actually seem like their answer to the obvious, like, what are your passions about it, like, was actually quite good. And then also, of course, like, Senator Young as well. I think both of them had really good answers, and I think they're very passionate about it.
Senator Stella?
I worked with Senator Young this summer, and we basically had to manage all the camps that came to campus, and he was incredible, and he's very talented, pays a lot of attention to detail, and I would trust him with my own bank account, so, like, I'm not a psychologist. I do.
All those in favor of approving the two senators for the finance committee, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? The motion passes. Let's give them a round of applause. For new business, we have a speech and debate engine.
Yeah. Just tell me one.
Yep, that's those numbers above.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
Got it.
So this is a little different. 2015 budget present, like, try to present a budget for the last year. Finance committee and the finance committee approved an amount of $1,100 previous spring, which is seen there. If you scroll down a little, yep, right there. So the sum of the totals right now are $3,010. What happened in the budget previous year was we didn't fund the whole amount, which was somewhere around, I think, $2,200. So we funded only half of that amount last year because we were a little conservative with the contingency that we're going to have this year. Secondly, there's a bylaw in the finance section that states that any organization cannot be funded for more than $1,100 for traveling and registration fees. However, the speech and debate organization really spends most of their budget on travel and registration, and their total sums for travel and registration comes out to be $2,478, which is pretty higher from the $1,100. However, the finance committee recommends that we fund the whole amount of $3,010, which actually breaks one of the bylaws of funding $1,100. Because we feel that this organization really competes in a way as club sports do. Club sports is an organization that club sports get funding of up to $4,000 for traveling and competing and lodging. So we see this as a unconventional scenario that has occurred, and the finance committee recommends to fund the full amount of $3,010.24. If there are any questions regarding the budget, that can be directed to me, or any questions regarding the organization of the committee, I think Treasurer Mankey can answer.
Yep. So should I give a brief spiel in lieu of our president? Okay. So our president couldn't be here. Her name's Amanda. She's great. But she couldn't get off work. So I can present this budget. So last spring we tried to get our full amount funded, but as Finance Chair Gupta said, we couldn't get it funded because of a bylaw and because we didn't anticipate how much money we were going to have as a contingency for this year. And so we believe that we want to provide an experience for all of our members. We have double the members that we had from last year, so we need a significantly increased budget to allow them all the opportunity to compete. And we think that that's really important, and we don't want them to have to do a tryout process or have to decrease the participation of any of our members. And we're really glad that the Finance Committee has recommended the full budget speaking not as a member of Senate, but just as a member of the speech and debate team and a part of the Gustavus community, that Gustavus has a really strong history in speech and debate, and we hope that you guys vote to continue that into the future. Thanks.
Something to add on to, $1,115 has already been approved. We are going to be trying to do on an amount of $1,895.24.
Any questions?
The teams that you guys go against, are they typically called like club teams, or do you know, or are they just like an org?
Well, it actually varies. Gustavus used to have an administration-sponsored team, but because of budget constraints, that was cut. We went to the communications department, and then the budget there was cut, so now we are a student org, and we're one of the three student-run debate teams in Minnesota that we compete against. The rest are able to be funded by the college, whereas we rely on money from activity fees.
I would also say there's also a bylaw in the bylaws which states that all of these bylaws are to the invitation of the finance committee. So
yeah.
We
no,
have
I'm not
a lot
about
of
it for this one, like I fully support that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm just trying to answer the question. Like, we can definitely make a change to the bylaw. But like, there is already an added bylaw which provides us a lot of leeway to work with. So I don't know if that's something where
What is the contingency looking like? How long does this contingency last? And what is it looking like for the rest of that time period? I.e., what is this money going to go to for the rest of the time? Like, what could come up in the future that we might need to spend money on?
I don't know.
Smack. All right. I yield.
Senator Sella?
Question for Chair Mikey as representative from the organization.
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually, our president, Amanda, is also our coach. And so she's actually foregone the ability to compete in order to judge and coach for us. So it's like really like a Herculean effort, and it's insane how she manages to keep it all together. But yeah, we are self-coached.
In this case, since the majority of the teams that you guys are going against are getting funding by their schools, I think that it's, you guys definitely fall under the category of being a club team. And I would also advocate that, like, Model UN and Quiz Bowl and whatever those other organizations would also.
Senator Young?
That was the point I was just about to bring up, was the specific language on the website and in the bylaws about funding. Is that within the guidance of the bylaws, I think we should fund as many organizations as possible within, based on the contingency and by the bylaws, since that's the point of having this money, is to make organizations do the things they want to do.
I think since they have addressed my point.
All right, any further questions?
How's our contingency looking this year as compared to last year at this time?
It's kind of at the similar spot.
And it wasn't a problem last year at all?
No.
I know.
Any further questions?
I have two questions actually. First, do I have the right to ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for debate, the interesting thing is you learn the topic that you're debating 15 minutes before you start. And so you have to just like think of arguments, and then when you are done preparing, then you debate it out for like 45 minutes. Usually circulates around politics, economics, sociology, things like that.
Out.
Yeah, that's all right.
All right, let's start the discussion. Any discussion?
Yeah, so as I work with KGFM, I also had a chance to talk to the president of the speaking debate team for an incredibly long time last year, and I think it's really important. I think that they kind of feel like they were given a bad luck. I don't know. They feel really sad speech and debate team. So we should let them do their speech and debate thing. I yield.
Commentary board. Yeah, the previous speaker said a lot of what I was going to say. But yeah, I just think we, like, as a college and as a Senate, can support more of our organizations more. And this is one way we can do that. So I yield.
I just want to point out that Gustavus used to have this, like, really well-known name in speech and debate. Like, because I did debate in high school, and I would say, I'm coming to Gustavus, and then people would say, like, oh my gosh, are you doing debate there? Because they have a really good program, blah, blah, blah. And that program still existed. And then
really just getting yourself out there. I think it's really important that we show that we are equally as supportive of this as we are of people who play soccer with others. You know, like, it's just as important. I yield.
Senator King?
I also am in support of this. Let's go speech and debate. I yield.
Any further discussion?
Under this discussion, but considering it is, I mean, we do have quite a good history, and it obviously is an important thing. Is there any way that we could get it back to be an actual, like, school-sponsored activity, or does it have to stay a student org? I mean, what are the, cause it seems like a very important thing. You know, I yield.
On the
person,
Dorian?
Just two
of
the points the previous speaker just made, I think that the way that we encourage movement on the administration part is by showing that we support it, and through our actions we can pick up the slack and fill in the gaps that the administration has left and move forward in a positive and progressive way to look at and think critically about what we value as a school and supporting students, and like I value supporting these students. So I would say we should come forward with this later.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we can move to vote. All in favor of approving this budget at its full amount that was recommended by the Finance Committee, say aye.
Aye.
All of the opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? The motion passes.
No one should clap. Sorry.
Hi, my name is Dice Merlo. I'm a political science and sociology double major. I'm doing UC Law, so this is kind of right up my alley. Essentially, I am super passionate about telling people what to do. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. no, but I was on the ethics committee last year, and I had a really great time being able to figure out like how, the ways that we can, as a Senate, get better and improve the way that we do things, whether it be more efficiently, more effectively, I'm really interested in ethics committee for really similar reasons that Maddie is. I think it's a really good way to just maintain the student-centered body and like make sure everything is following procedure. I'm also a political science major, so I just find it really interesting, and I have a lot of previous experience working just with different, like, not necessarily bylaws and like a student senate type of thing, but like just in high school, like student council and like different things like that. So I find it really interesting, and I just enjoy it in general. So please support it.
Any questions?
What most excites you about working on the ethics committee?
For me, honestly, it is getting to work with Ombudsperson Doran, and she is so passionate about amending its bylaws, and it makes it so easy to get excited about it, because, you know, like think back to the debate we had a couple weeks ago about the wording of the bylaws that we're putting in. You know, it sounds silly, but the truth is that stuff that's going to be read by students 10 years from now. You know, it's like, it's an actual physical impact that we are having on this Senate that we can make as a body, and it's cool to be a part of, like, getting into that, and like, oh, we should change this from death to loss. I don't know, but I don't know what.
the words that we craft, like in the bylaws and in the Constitution, will maintain for as long as until people change them, if they do, which they might not. So, like, it matters. Every little word matters, and every little thing matters that we're putting into this. So, just like putting in that effort and like recognizing how important it is very fun and exciting, even though it doesn't seem like it is.
I'm gonna be really honest. I'm terrible with Roman numerals. So sometimes Ombudsperson Doran will be like, "Oh yeah, in section something, 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 and blah blah blah." I'm like, "How do I find that?" And then it takes me like 5 minutes to be like, "Okay, V is 5, 1, 1." You know, like it's hard.
Similar things are sometimes how good, not confusing, but like how easy you get lost because like, this sounds just like the last thing, but like different because of the wording. So as much as that's interesting and fascinating when you apply it, to have to like read through it and understand that the small differences can be kind of frustrating.
Any other
questions?
Okay,
okay, so I've worked with them on ethics meetings in the first few weeks, and they've been great, and I've also had classes with both of them, and they're both very articulate, and they're very detail-oriented, and I would, if I could, I would vote for them. They yield.
Ombudsperson Doran?
Yeah, they are both fantastic, dedicated people. I have worked with them both through Senate and then also through Model United Nations, and I think that they both have the, like, it's a very specific personality that wants to be on the committee that just does the bylaws. But I think they have that personality where they're very detail oriented, very focused on intention and on bringing their best intention and best attitude to our meetings and creating really positive change. So, yeah, thank you.
Speaker Ellington?
Yeah, I've also had many classes with both Senator Patterson and Senator Smerillo, and I think they have the skill set and knowledge necessary to excel in this position, and I trust them. So, strong yes.
So there's an opportunity for us late in November. The administration is going to have two meetings where they're going to gather representatives from the student body, from the administration, from the faculty, from the support staff all over campus to basically discuss what the Gustavus community thinks about the current strategic plan, and then what we can emphasize in the strategic plan moving forward in the final phase of its implementation. So I think the dates on that are going to be November 21st and 23rd. That's not official. I'll send out more information as it's readily available to me as well. But keep it on your list or on your calendars, I guess. Only student senate members are invited to participate as students in these meetings. Gathering kind of opinions and consensuses from your constituents about like their opinions as well might be an important aspect of that.
Chair Johnson.
I just wanted to report that the Diversity Leadership Council Carnival was really fun, and I hope if anybody had time that they went. That's it.
Speaker Ellington.
Yeah, I'd just like to let the Senate know that Gustavus's Interfaith Forum will host a meal and discussion on the Jewish Harvest Festival Sukkot on this Thursday, October 17th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So, sorry? This Thursday, October 17th.
The Dean of Students Office is looking for a couple of students, not a ton, just a small number, to think now and plan for voting initiatives for next fall. So get out the vote type of stuff. It's a nonpartisan committee that will work with a group of administrators as well to plan now for what we can put in place in the fall. So if you're a senior, you could do it. But if you're especially not a senior, then that would be great because you might be around to help us as well. We're entered in. We have a really great voting percentage from last fall that has entered us into some national recognition type contests. And one of the pieces of that contest is that you have to submit a plan for 2020. So we will put that together as well. And then we'll probably be recognized as a platinum institution for voter participation or something like that. So come see me if you're interested after the meeting because we'd love to have you. It won't be a huge time commitment. But if you're super overextended already, then please don't worry about it. So.
Yeah, this Thursday and Friday, I'm sure you remember from high school, is MEA. So there's going to be 200 to 300 families on campus between Thursday and Friday. Yeah. So that means that it's important that you do go to class and get out of your dorm only because there's going to be people all around and we want to show them that Gustavus is alive. It's really important that you're out and about. If you see someone who looks really lost, help them. If you see someone that looks like they would be really cool to talk to, talk to them. Let them sit with you at the path and be prepared for heavy traffic as well.
There's no meeting on fall break for this incident, so don't show up to it.
Into the Woods opens on Halloween. Get your tickets on Thursday.
It's Thursday?
Into the Woods.
Are they free or do they cost money?
I am pretty sure.
They're free.
They are free.
I never have to buy them. I yield.
Any other announcements? Seeing none, I drink.
Gina, what's your role?
I am the
step-up. Nice.
I would love to join.
Okay, I need a pen. Because I don't have one. Yeah, I know she did.
How do I get
I know she did.
Oh my god. Can I write my own name? It's
no. Is it Ian or A-N?
Owen.
I'll know who you are. I know who you are. Okay.
Okay, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I she already has you.
Okay. Sounds
good.
Yeah. Okay, let's make this
okay.
And
then
Paige Patterson.
Yeah,
I'm just going to stand right here.
That's
all right.
I'm also
interested.
She's just going to
be like, it would look so
good.
I have another
That's awesome. I love it.
I have another thing.
Okay, yes. So thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. No big deal. Whatever.
I kind of wanted to put on your radar, even though it's like not for a while, but like if at some point you'd be willing to write a recommendation letter.
All right.
And then you can like consult like Harry and Manali, like the rest kind of too. Cause,
right.
Like, and then like, we can also like talk.
My goodness. When's the, what timeline deadline are we talking about?
It's due beginning of February.
Okay.
Okay. And